Good day, dear listeners. I welcome you to a new episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host is Grace Akinshola. I welcome you to a new month filled with uncommon blessings, divine favor, and abundant supplies. This month, we shall gain speed in accomplishing our goals in the name of Jesus. Throughout this month, by the grace of God, we'll be examining some wonderful instructions from the book of Psalms. David, the greatest psalmist, penned down some of the psalms to adore and magnify God. Some are prayers, while others rolled out instructions for the people of God. Our focus today is in Psalm chapter 1 from verse 1 to 6. It says, and I read, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruits in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed is such a man who does not walk, stand, nor sit with the wicked and the ungodly." Brethren, friends, do you want to enjoy the blessings of God, which makes rich and has no sorrow to it? The psalmist admonishes you not to befriend the ungodly, sit to listen to the ungodly gist, or even stand with them on any matter for any reason. I'll show you a man like Lot, who went to camp with the ungodly at Sodom and Gomorrah. In Genesis chapter 13 verse 10, he lost his family to worldliness and unrighteous desires. God's word is encouraging us today to shun every form of communication or interaction with ungodliness. This may come in form of human relationship, books, movies, ideologies, beliefs, etc. We should rather delight in God's word and fill our hearts and thoughts with the word of God day and night. Psalm chapter 1 verse 2 says you should find solace and satisfaction in fellowship with God through his word rather than wasting time in ungodly ventures. And you know the outcome of that, right? Verse 3 has the outcome. When we fill our hearts with the word of God, when we meditate on it day and night, the Bible says we shall be like trees planted by the rivers of water. Praise God. We will flourish and bring forth our fruit without delay or denial. Our lives will be fresh and green because our heart is constantly meddling with divine wisdom and light. We are not under pressure to sin or disobey God, like when our conversation was with the ungodly. The psalmist went on to talk about the ungodly man in verse chapter 4 and 5. He went on to say that the ungodly man is unstable in his ways. It's like the chaff that the wind carries to and fro. He cannot stand the judgment of God's word. He avoids the truth. He becomes angry when you confront his actions with what God's word says. His life lacks substance and is driven all around and motivated by worldliness and selfish affections. That is the way of the ungodly. The Bible in Psalm chapter 1 verse 6 asks the conclusion of this matter. It says, "The way of the ungodly perishes, while the godly live forever in God's blessings." Dear friend, are you part of the godly or the ungodly? Check your life today. Psalm chapter 92 verse 12 also says that the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34 also says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Dear listeners, I charge you today to follow the path of righteousness, follow the path of godliness, seek God always, and your life will be really blessed and prosperous in every sense of the word. If you are still living in ungodliness, this is the best time to turn from your ways and return to God. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Confess Him as your Lord and receive His Lordship over your life. You will begin to walk in divine blessings, and the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. For prayer requests or counseling, send us a mail through healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you as you listen and share with others. Thank you.